And now in our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, every time we come to Ferris, we talk a lot about just how different the game is played here. And I have fans asking me all the time, well, you know, how can that be? And I'm like, well, baseball fields are all different. Basketball courts are all different. Football fields, some are turf, some are grass. It's just kind of the way the thing is, and you just have to adapt. It's not necessarily that unusual, is it?
No, it's not. And, I mean, you know, we've talked, you know, over the years, Schultz, you and I, and even these hockey rinks. Yeah, the standard hockey rink is 200 by 85. You know, the standard Olympic size rink, international rink, whatever you want to call it, is 200 by 100. But then there's a bunch of hybrid rinks that, you know, are somewhere in between 88, 90, 92, 90. It doesn't matter. Then you have the corners, and the corners are obviously the one that's is the thing that is different in a lot of rinks. You have 20-degree radiuses. You have 22-degree radiuses, 24, 26, 28. So, you know, those egg-shaped corners are, you know, the NHL, these are really egg-shaped corners. Well, then you've got your dimensions from the end wall to the goal line. You know, those are all different. I mean, ours is like, we're like 13 feet in Bemidji. You know, this is like 11 feet right here, so there's not as much room behind the net. The NHL doesn't have room behind the net. That increases offense. There's more turnovers. So there's just a lot of nuances to all these rinks. And then you have this rink, which is different and unique, and then it has a high glass, and it's, you know, and the ice is different, too. The ice is different here. It's really soft, and that plays a role as well.
I think you had six guys last night that played their first game here. To me, that's probably about average. How long does it take those six guys to not think about that anymore and just play the game?
I don't know, Schultz. I've never asked anybody, but I mean, the bottom line is we have a game plan. We talk about that on our pre-scout. We practice certain things, and the biggest thing is you almost have to – you have to see it. You have to play it for a while to realize, okay, now I know what the coaches are talking about. And you got to play a simple game in this rink. You have to play a simple game. If you don't play a simple game and you want to complicate it, you can get down awful fast.
Three first-time goal scorers last time. Let's walk through all three of them. What made that play for Reese?
Well, he just was Johnny on the spot in front of the net, to be honest with you. I mean, he got a rebound, and he's Johnny on the spot.
Dante's?
Going to the net, and we worked on it this week. We said shoot from the outside. It was a pad pass, and we worked on that. That play we worked on, and it came out to Dante, who was driving the net on the weak side. And then Tony Fulmer's goal, which that's what you're going to bring up. You know, we just won a face-off, and he just – just try to get the puck out of the zone because it was a 6-on-5 situation, and you know the puck had good eyeballs and it made it all the way to the net.
I asked Tony. I said, "You probably didn't draw up your first career goal like that, but at that time, that's a big insurance goal."
Oh, big time! I mean, they have 2.5 minutes to get the next one. I mean, it's nerve wracking, and especially here, it's always nerve wracking 6-on-5. It's you're just trying to survive at times, And the biggest thing is if you can win that faceoff and clear a puck, it just makes things so much easier from the get-go.
Back to Dante's pad pass. How long has that been a standard play that guys are making? I mean, it's been, what, 15, 20, maybe longer years than that?
Yeah, I mean it's probably more prevalent in the last 20 years, 15 to 20 years. And I always call it the top of the circle rule, shoot for the five hole. I don't necessarily like going for the far pad. And that's what it is. A pad pass is going to the far pad, which is going to typically kick out to the slot or the weak side. I like going for the five hole because there's a lot of times the five hole, you're going to miss five hole and you're going to go far pad. And a lot of times if you go five hole, pucks go through the five hole. But you know, so again, it all depends on what you want, but they are plays. We do work on them. We do talk about them a lot.
You needed guys to pick up the slack last night. Who do you think excelled picking up slack last night?
Oh, I don't know. You're asking me a question right here with me putting very little thought into it right now, Schultzy, but I think overall the collective group, we had minimal turnovers. I thought we stuck to our game plan very well. We went north. We got a one-goal lead, then a two-goal lead, and that helps so much as far as probably validating how you want to play.
Only 50 faceoffs last night. How does that low of a number change how the game is played, how you need to roll four lines, and quite honestly, how many shifts guys are playing?
Well, that's exactly right. You want to go short shifts as much as you possibly can, but without the faceoffs, you have to have shorter shifts because sometimes guys want to stay out a little longer, and you have to have the wherewithal to get out earlier or get off the ice earlier, and you want guys to get into a rhythm. But, yeah, these games get over a little quicker right here because you don't have as many faceoffs. And, you know, Schultzy, the biggest thing is the high glass. It's not necessarily the game.
The puck just stays in.
Yes, it stays in. You got the high glass, but you are going north a lot too. You're going north a lot, so you're going north, and you have the high glass, and that keeps the puck alive.
More with Coach Cerutori when we come back. Pregame continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with Coach Tom Cerutori. Tom, you are a team that utilizes that cross-ice directional pass a lot, especially, getting through the neutral zone. Last night there seemed to be a lot more that were a little bit backwards. You were giving up a little bit of ground. Was that intentional last night, just how Ferris is playing, or was that just kind of how the game was playing last night?
It was pretty much how the game was played, and sometimes these games take on a life of their own, Schulze.
You had to kill off, I think it was 51 seconds of 5-on-3. What made that kill successful?
Well, we denied entries on two different occasions. The first entry, Tony did a great job. He's got a long stick. We wedge on a 5-on-3. What a wedge is we just want to keep the puck on one half of the rink. So we're creating them. We're forcing him to go to one to attack the zone on one half of the rink. And you got to be aggressive. Too many times on a 5-on-3, defensemen just let the player enter the zone. And I thought Tony did a really good job of laddering over, being stingy, and he had a good stick, and we cleared a puck, and we cleared it right away. And once we cleared it, Eric Martin came down, got a shot on goal. He came off on a line change. Leighton Rode went down there, and they had to rush. Tony did the same thing. He broke up the play, and they kept the puck in the zone, but they never really had great possession. And probably 10 or 15 seconds later, we had good fronts. We had good fronts with our body, good fronts with our stick, and eventually they shot the puck. They shot the puck wide. Eventually, we got it and we cleared it, and that was pretty much it. And you clear a couple pucks, and you've got good rush defense on a 5-on-3. You can be pretty successful because you're minimizing, obviously, their offensive zone time.
How did one line complement the next last night?
Well, I think the biggest thing is what you want to do is if you're going to win a shift, you just keep on talking about winning the second shift, winning the third shift. And it's amazing. And you might call it momentum. You can call it whatever you want. But when once somebody sees success a certain way, that obviously can, that can roll into another good shift and another good shift, and I think that's what happens.
Going to be without Erie Vaisanen tonight, yet another injury to your team. How does it being a center impact kind of what your game plan is for that forward group tonight?
Well, it's just, I don't know, you just next man up. I mean, I don't worry about it. You just next man up, you move somebody there, and you go play.
You get Jakub Lewandowski back tonight. He was sick yesterday. That certainly makes that line chart and a rotation a lot